Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studio today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
I'm so excited. We also have Cindy and Brianna that'll be joining us today. Good morning, Monday morning, VFN Radio audience. We'll be with you in just a moment. We'll give a shout out this morning to Javon. We love you, man. The wisdom of the Lord is upon you. We'll give a shout out this morning to Barbara, who's in travels from Texas. The traveling angels of the Lord be with you. But truly, this is a day that the Lord has made. No matter what the adversary says, we will rejoice in it. We will, Lord. We'll rejoice in this day. A shout out this morning to the VFN family. Oh my goodness. Thank you for being faithful in the prayer and fasting community today. 24 hours of fragrant offering coming up before our Lord, filling the bowls, the Harper Bowl Ministry. God bless you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What an awesome, awesome Monday morning as we're coming together to celebrate the things of the Lord. It is so, I want to encourage you this morning that no matter what's happening in your life, in the world, and all those maybe prognosticators and people that are just saying, did I tell you lately it don't fit? That God, with God, everything fits. All of his promises are yes and amen and God. I do want to say this morning that our hearts and prayers go out to the Granger family. And that, Kevin, we just want you to know that our hearts are with you, and we're praying for you, and we just love you. And everybody that's listening today, that you would just keep your prayers and your heart towards the Granger family in Lakeland. Praise God. Well, you know, this morning, Pat, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, the Egyptian president was elected...
Right.
You know, it was elected, and we're going to be talking more about that in the first hour here. And you need to know about it because it's very relevant. Mm-hmm. And it happens to be of the Muslim Brotherhood that became president. And I just thinking about it, it just crossed my mind. I remember, Brianna's joined us in the studio here, and I just remember God showed her Australia. Australia literally was just sunk almost, if you would, or just a hole right where Australia is. And you know, God is showing us, this is one thing, consistent thing that God is speaking to us. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be good for those who, you know, aren't walking with God. But I want you to know that understand this, that it's warnings. It's just letting us know. It's like a real good father, perfect father, actually. And he's saying, I really don't want to do this. If you'll just turn back to me like Nineveh did. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we have so many, we want to share, you need to have God's perspective on this. It's just not another election in Egypt. It didn't just happen, because we're going to talk to you about something we have available for you on VFN TV. But also, we're going to be talking in our first hour here, of course, of the wisdom of the day. We want to be washed in the wisdom of the day. And since it's Monday, we have like three different, you know, chapters that we're going to be able to choose from. But, how was your weekend? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Was
quiet,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Quiet.
Yeah. Mowed the grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was about a foot high after all this rain.
Oh, wow. That's very good. That's very good. The had a chance to spend some time with Steve And just had a wonderful time right there. And it's just neat to know, you know, Barbara's coming into the secret place.
That's right.
You know, she's going to be spending some time with God, and it's all prepared for her just to spend time with God in solitude. You had this wonderful picture that was on her heart. And of course, it's on the Secret Place website. And that it's this man sitting on the end of a pier. And I mean, I wish I had it, a copy of it to show it to you. But it's like this beautiful, like Bear Lake, maybe, you know, but a pier going out into it. And the woods are around. It's got like a misty fog barely on top of the water, but it's smooth and glassy. And he's backs to you. So, and he's sitting kind of like holding his knees up to himself, kind of looking over the water, contemplating things. You know, they're so important. I want to encourage you, you know, if you hadn't had taken the time to be alone with God, you need to be alone with him. You need to spend solitude time with God. You know, there's a time when Jesus was with crowds. There was time when he's with his 12. There was times when he was with his 3 and his 1. But there's times quite often every morning that he would go to be with the Father. You know, they kept looking for him. It was like, you know, you want me to spend some time with God.
Trust me.
He's like, you know, he didn't say that, but with us, it's like, you want me to spend some time with God.
Right.
I need to be filled back up so I can be poured back out again, you know. And so I want to encourage you, if you just let, that's one of the things that are happening is the signs of the time that things are speeding up. You know, they're just rapidly happening. I mean, so much communication crosses you in a day, you know, that you don't even have time to catch your balance sometimes. And so, but you can stop. You could just say, you know, despite what I'm feeling, despite the demands of life, despite for those that are pulling on me. And some of you out there right now, imagine if you had like a rope tied around your waist and somebody was pulling on that rope in one direction. Now imagine 30 ropes tied around your waist and 30 people in 30 situations pulling from all different directions. And that's pretty much, I believe, like a lot of people that are concerned and are trying to do what is right before God. That's what they feel, that tension between all these things pulling on them. I want to encourage you that through the empowerment of the cross of Christ, what God has finished on the cross, though these things are speeding up, though this information is coming in rapidly, though this news is coming, the prophecies being filled rapidly. We're going to talk about Europe a little this morning as well. God's news behind the news with Greece, that God will be with you. He will empower you to be able to walk through this season. It's going to be your greatest witness, is your peace in the midst of all this. And they're going to say, how could you be so peaceful? Don't you know? It's like, oh, dude, no, we already knew about this before it even happened. I mean, it's written in the Word of God. You ought to read it. It's pretty cool, right?
Right, right.
And so I just want to encourage you, even though you feel like things are pulling at you from every angle, you know, and God's not going to pull at you like that. He will just touch your heart, and you have to want to pull aside and spend some time with him. And so I encourage you to stop. Go into a place of solitude, you know, on a regular basis and spend some time with him. And remember the wonders of the Lord. You know, return to your first love. You know, the church of Ephesus, you know, that's written about in the book of Revelation, that they actually just left their first love.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working hard, and they were doing all this religious stuff. But he says, remember from which heights you have fallen. And you kind of know when you haven't been spending time with God.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of ticked off all the time. You're complaining, and you get tired of hearing yourself complain. It's like, they've got to be tired of me complaining, because I can hear myself. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing myself. Yeah, right. Who's that grumbling? Oh, it's me. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's like, I need Jesus now. And so, yeah, I encourage you that's just a typical process, you know, when we're under great stress and things are coming against us and the enemy's buffeting us, you know, and be encouraged, by the way. I want you to read the book of Acts. Just read Acts and realize we're still doing better as Americans. For those listeners that are in America, for those that aren't in America that are listening, we apologize for our selfish narcissism.
Right.
That, you know, we really think it's bad when, you know, we're living in the top parts of the world. And it's only because we were raised as spoiled children, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it. We know we're blessed, and we're thankful for that. And we pray, you know, that we will begin not to waste this blessing and waste this freedom, that we can be there on behalf of the Lord and, you know, in blessing others and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I want to encourage you that, you know, stand strong. Don't forget to spend a time of solitude with the Lord. We're going to be talking to you in just one moment about God's news behind the news after the word of wisdom, but right after this message. You know, quite often, you know, we're looking and we're searching, we're trying to find out
you know, maybe this will actually make me feel better. Maybe this job will fix me. Maybe this relationship will fix me. Maybe money will fix me. Maybe education will fix me. Maybe medication will fix me. I don't know what it is, but something we're always trying to, we don't consciously say, hey, I need a fix. We don't consciously say I have a hole in my heart and I'm trying to fill it. But the truth is, if we really studied it, if we really thought it through, the truth is that we have a hole in our heart and we're trying to fill it and nothing's working. And I'm going to tell you something, that journey that you went on, that you went to relationship after relationship, you went to job after job, you went after money, you went after fame, whatever it is. And it leaves you not only dry, but it leaves you shameful. It leaves you like, I'm not worth anything now. But let me tell you something, that was nothing but a distraction. That our God, through his son, Jesus Christ, can actually cleanse you from all that. Don't worry about it. It's only religious people who will tell you that God won't accept you. That's like the Pharisees. That's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. You know, you got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful. As a matter of fact, we shared a few of our stories at meetmyfather.org. We've shared a couple of them just to find out so you can get the different perspectives of how, you know, the people that God saves. You know, Paul said this. He said, the reason why God saved me is because I was the chiefest of sinners. And by looking at me, you can see how big his grace is. There's enough grace for you. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. You know, I want to encourage you that, you know, obviously VFN Radio is available for anybody in the world, as our listeners around the world are listening now and throughout America. Also that, the VFN TV is available for anybody and everybody, but there's actually more available for those who subscribe for free. You can actually subscribe to VFN TV at VFNTV.com, or you actually can text to subscribe, John. You text VFN TV, that's a V as in Victor, VFN TV to 22828. That's text VFN TV to 22828. And you do that, and it'll just walk you through a little small little process, and you're registered, you're ready to go, and you get back to teachings, this prophetic words, you know, some of the things that we're talking about now that's available for we want everybody to be able to get everything that the Lord is saying. But one of them is, you know, who are you calling good, which is very important, some of the teachings. Others is a prophetic words about what God's saying and teachings, because we've got to have perspectives. It's not just to know the news, it's what to do about the news that you know. That's and right. So I want to encourage you today, if you have not yet become a subscriber, it's free. It's free. So, you know, subscribe at VFNTV.com and click on subscribe. Or you can text us to subscribe. Text VFNTV at 222-828. That's VFNTV to 222-828. We have so many wonderful things that we're going to talk about. You know, that if you're interested in seeing, it's wonderful to you. You know, some people have their heads buried in the sand of denial, you know, but those that are looking around and say, you know, I want to see better. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to go to the Holy Ghost eye doctor and I want to see what's actually going on.
Right.
And you're going to hear some things that are really going to bring some enlightenment to you this week. You know, some of the things we're going to talk about, you know, is men's philosophies and traditions that are holding God's people captive, and how Jesus spoke truth to them, and how many of them got set free, and you want to be free. God's called you to be free, but free to follow Jesus. He says, "My sheep know my voice," and that's what we talk about abiding all the time. We'll talk more about today, but first, I want to say in Proverbs, you know, we always start the corresponding day for today is the 18th of the month, and so we look at Proverbs 18, but since it's the Monday, we always go back and look at Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, since those happened during the time that we weren't on the air in the weekend. And so I'm looking at today, Proverbs 16:1, and I just pray that the wisdom of the Lord would come over you. It says, to man belongs the plans of his heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of his tongue. Let me say that again. To man belongs the plans of his heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of his tongue. Think about that. I mean, think of how many times you sit back and strategize. I mean, anybody that goes to a four, a six-year education, somebody that goes to Bible school, or somebody that goes to ministerial training, somebody who gets discipled and in the things of Jesus. I mean, they're planning, you know, they're strategizing, Pat, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they're making a plan. It's good to have a plan. You know, a person without a vision or plan, you know, perishes. You got to have a vision. You got to be able to know things. But understand this, that, you know, your plans are going to be all messed up if you can't deal with your mouth. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So many people do a wonderful ministry for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? They just orate this awesome teaching, or they sing some song that makes the back of your hair curl up as the presence of God, you know, is sitting in the room, or they play an instrument that just touches your heart. But then they start talking.
Yeah. Messes it all up.
Yeah, they messed it. You know, it's like, I mean, you had such good plans. Who cut in on you, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, the mouth, when you think about the mouth, and it's, what he's, so he's saying that wisdom says that, you know, you can have all these plans. You know, men do plan, make plans in their heart. We're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Habakkuk 2:2 talks about that, 2 through 3. But if you can't control your mouth, the plans, I mean, that plan is going to trump any other plan, because God right. will actually reply. He'll reply to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
He won't reply to what's in your heart.
All right.
What, you know, with a little plan in your heart,
mm-hmm.
or a big plan, whatever it is. And so I think about James, you know, James chapter 3, he talks about that. He says that, you know, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 2. He says, we will stumble in many ways, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you stumbled, realize, you know, we're going to stumble in many ways. But if anyone is not at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man. Mm. Now we're understanding what we're not.
Yes.
He's able to keep his whole body in check. Think about that. That means this. That means that, man, if you could just deal with, if we could just deal with our mouths,
mm-hmm.
our body will line up. And we say, what's wrong with my body? And it's like, your mouth.
Right.
You know? Because God is like constantly responding to what we say.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, it says, you know, God responds, replies to our words, to what we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is really, really cool, because that means if you don't like what you're seeing, start saying what you desire to see, and God will respond to it.
That's right.
Right? If mm-hmm. a man can see it in his heart and believe it, and it's in agreement with the will of God, you're going to see some things, major things unfold, right?
Right, awesome things.
But you can have godly plans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But if you can't control your mouth, right?
Yep.
Somebody says, well, I just give up on it. Well, no, there's an empowerment through God, through the cross of Christ, by his spirit. It's total reliance and trust. So when we start running our mouth in the antithesis of what we're believing God for, the enemy's using our mouth to kill the very plans that we desired to come to pass in our life, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's using our own tongue against us, right?
Yes.
I like what T.D. Jakes said once. He was there in Texas. He was just opening up his ministry. He invited the governor in, and he started speaking some stuff out. And he says, I felt like my tongue jumped out my mouth and slapped me upside my face. Yeah, we have moments like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes on to say, you know, in James chapter 3, verse 3, he says, you know, when you put a bit in the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. You know, it's kind of far away from what we do nowadays, because we have to have a steering wheel on our car, you know, 300 horses,
yes.
horsepower. But you can turn the whole horse. You know, I used to have a bridle and a bit in my office hanging on the wall to remember, you know, that it's just, we could just control our mouths and all.
Mm-hmm.
He says, or even take a ship, for example. Although they are so large and are driven by a strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot, wherever the believer, wherever you want to go. It's amazing. I was in the Navy and had these huge ships, and they would go in dry dock. And, you know, you're so used to being on this big ship, but when you look underneath the ship in the back, there's just a small rudder.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you turn a ship is you got to know ahead of time where you want to go.
Right.
It's not like, okay, we're going to parallel park this puppy, you know.
Right.
You got to have coordinates down. You got to have a vision. You got to have direction. And all of a sudden you start turning, even though it doesn't look like anything's happening, gradually that ship, I think a carrier may take like a mile to turn.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That's how, yeah, but just think about, you know, your life, that you got to plan ahead. You start turning that wheel, turning what you're saying in the right area. Just hold on. Don't kill it with your mouth. Just hold on to it. And eventually your life will turn in that direction. That's what he's saying, you know, just like a rudder on a ship. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on to say, it says, the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person and sets the whole course, think about it, the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. And the thing about it is, we set the course of our life by our words. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. You know, think about your loved ones. I mean, if they're saying things that are loving and kind and affirming, it just releases stuff in your life mm-hmm. to them. You know, it just makes you just releases things in your and towards them. And we're evil. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You being evil know how to do good things. Mm-hmm. Imagine how the Lord feels when we are lining up, when everything in all of our life is contradicts. You know, our emotions are going, you're going to die. And right. Your body's screaming, you got to this and you got to that. And we're going, you know, God is good and he's faithful and he's loving and he's more than able. And I trust him. I trust him. And even Abraham, you know, Abraham facing the facts that his body was as good as dead and that, his ability to have a child was good as dad, and that Sarah, her womb was as good as dad. He still believed God against all hope and hope. Mm-hmm. He believed, and so became. So it's okay if all your situations in your life contradict the plans that God has laid in your heart and your desire. It's okay. Just believe God for it and speak it out and realize God will reply to that. But also realize this, that if you keep on making great plans, but your tongue refuses to line up with the plans, you're going to have what you say.
Right.
You know, and so the wisdom says, you know, let's don't change the world. You know, let's just change ourselves by what we say. And of course, Jesus tells us the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it doesn't speak from what's actually something stored in the corner of your heart.
Right.
Whatever's coming out the mouth, you're full of.
Full of it. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're driving right now in the car with somebody and they're saying, no, 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 that's not really how I feel. I just like, no, 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 you're full of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, hey, I'm just quoting the word here. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
It. That's it.
And so, and he says that you were so worried about, you know, the outside of the cup and this inside of the cup is just horrifically dirty, right? Mm-hmm. He says you whitewash tombs, you know? Mm-hmm. And so how do you change your tongue? How do you change the direction of your tongue? You can make good plans with your head, but if you don't change the content of your heart, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You can analytically try to figure this thing out, or you can just fill your heart with the teachings of Jesus, trust the Lord, abide with him, and watch your tongue just all of a sudden start staying. You're totally shocked. There was a day I wouldn't have said that.
That's right. Yeah.
And so he says it speaks from the overflow of the heart. So how you control your tongue is you trust God with it as you fill your heart with the contents of being his disciple, his teachings. And he says, a man speaks evil out of the evil stored up in his heart, and a man speaks good out of the good stored up in his heart. So you can store up things that can come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. We do anyway, yeah. But you can store up good things.
Right.
You know, because God's going to reply not to your plan.
Your mouth.
He's going to reply to your mouth. Wow. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean? It means you can look to the person next to you and say, I'm not your fault. You're your own fault.
Right. That's right.
Woo. Everybody goes, shoo. Well, my goodness. I just want to tell you that that's exciting. Washing ourselves with the wisdom, you know, and realize that, you know, if we want people to be different, we got to speak things over them. We got to call those things that are not as though they were. Mm-hmm. So when somebody looks at you and go, you're beautiful and you're handsome, they're going like, oh, they must think I'm ugly and hope I'm going to change. No, I'm messing with you. But, you know, just begin to speak those things over. You know, you got a boss that's giving you a rugged time. Just bless them, you know. Bless her or him and just pray for them. And begin to speak things over them. So, you know, my boss just blesses me. You know, gives me good hours and gives me favor. And
mm-hmm. Lots of raises.
Lots of raises. And we've seen a lot of that in the VFN family,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my goodness. Okay, that's enough. We don't want to hear about any more raises.
No. Right.
But God just truly blesses his people. So I want to encourage you this morning, you know, as we were talking, going into the half hour of the first hour, that, you know, remember that the wisdom of the Lord is to the man belongs the plans of his heart, which means you can plan whatever you want to plan. You know, you plan what God has laid on your heart. It needs to be in agreement with the kingdom of God. But then the reply of your tongue will come from God. So you're going to need to reply, mm-hmm. you know, according to you're going to need to speak and according to your plan, and God will reply according to your plan. Mm-hmm. And he says, the reason why you ask and don't get is because you ask amiss, not according to the kingdom of God. So it has to be kingdom values, you right. know, what God's doing. God wants you blessed. And his plans are to bless you and to restore the years the locust had devoured. So I want to encourage you that don't move around. Don't change your address. Just change the content of your heart. You'll change your words, and God will actually reply to that situation right there. We'll be right back in a moment.
I'm so excited to have Steve Kalaszewski with us on the VFM radio today. Glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And there's people out there right now that I know you're brilliant now. I mean, because you're so educated. I mean, you just graduated from University of West Florida. You've graduated from the Vine Fellowship Network University. I mean, you're about to go plant a church. You've already did church work in Florida, but you're going to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, you're just, you know, walking on water now. But imagine if you would.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody out there listening right now on VFN Radio that they slightly felt like, you know, I had a call, but immediately they looked at themselves and they looked at their work that's even come to pass, and, you know, they started doubting themselves. Talk to that person right now about how VFNU could help them out.
Wow. If you really feel that God's just really speaking to you or just speaking in your heart, VFNU is the resource that you need, because I totally relate to you, because when God found me, I had gone through the laundry list of everything that the world offered. And I knew that as soon as the message of Jesus Christ was shared to me, I knew that's exactly what I wanted. And God just began to just take me on a journey of just revealing himself to me. And it, no matter what he revealed himself, no matter what he revealed to me, it just made me more hungry. It just gave me a greater desire. And when God began to speak to me about VFNU, I was like, I have no idea what that is, but I know I want it. And if it has anything to do with God, sign me up. And in that, it was just like, each day was overwhelming, because it was like, oh my goodness, I'm like, wow, like this is, but it was overwhelming in a good way. And it's just so God. Right. God gives you the tools. He gives you just so many revelations, just so many levels of his word that are just, he's just so good. And VFNU is just, I mean, I still have all my notes, everything. Oh, yeah. I look back on it. And even in that, it's encouraging when I look back on it. And it's like, I remember, I think I was talking about it with you right after I graduated, and it was like looking back over an old photo album of all the revelations. It's just like, oh, I remember this one. Yeah. I remember this one. Oh yeah. I remember when God spoke to me in my abiding time about this, and it was just,
isn't it amazing? So you can gather all the information that you want to, but there's nothing like the revelation. It's so empowering, and that's what VFNU is about.
Yeah.
You know, it was revealed from God.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, you might be thinking like, I got to go take my English class. I got to take my algebra class. It's just the revelation of God, and it's anointed, you know? And so you walk into it probably thinking, you know, well, I got to get this information so I can, you know, get to the point where I could minister, maybe shepherd God's people or whatever. And you walk in, the first thing you go is like, whoa, right? Right?
Yeah.
And then you finish that while, right? And then you go, the next thing you go like, whoa, you know, it's just, he's exactly. So awesome, isn't he?
No matter how much God you have, there's more.
There really is. And if you want to find out more, you possibly interested in, you feeling a call on your life, you want to know more about possibly getting into leadership, and maybe you want to feel like you're called to be a pastor and you want to be trained, just come out to go to VFNU.org. That's VFNU.org, and you can find out more. You know, there's nothing like, you know, finding out about, you know, that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. You know, John, how people say, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, that's what people go, yes, and then the political correct answer, another religiously correct answer.
I go to church.
Yeah, I go to church. And but the thing is about it is that, you know, it's such a common semantic, it's a common way of vocabulary of religious, it's like the religious jargon of the day. But, you know, there is such a thing as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, that he's the lover of your soul, and that, you know, he compares himself to the bridegroom, and we're the bride, and this intimacy, and he's preparing. I mean, you know, he wants to hang out with us because he loves you. He wants to hang out with you. I mean, and he wants you to want to hang out with him.
Right.
And we call, you know, it's abiding. I mean, think about it. You know, he talks about it in John chapter 15. You know, he just says that, he says, remain or abide in me. I think it's John 15, 4. He says, abide in me or remain in me, and I will abide in you or remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me or remain in me. And so, you know, this, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we're sitting here trying to do all this stuff for Jesus. And, you know, it's like, dude, it's a byproduct of a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
You know
That's
what I'm right. saying? It's overflow. Go ahead.
A lot of times, too, that you ask a believer, a Christian these days, you know, why do you read the Bible? And sometimes the pat answer is just, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I just got to do this chore, all right?
Two chapters a day.
Right.
Come heck or high water, two chapters a day.
And abiding is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes people think that, you know, it's only the pastor or the minister that can hear God's voice. But, you know, John 10, you know, it's my sheep know my voice. And that's an right. inheritance for all believers. And so every believer should be encouraged, you know, abiding, spending time and hearing his voice. And
you think about it, I mean, it's just, you know, once you break the mindset and you realize that Jesus wants to talk to you. I mean, you got all these books that have been printed in the world, but the difference in the Bible is the fact that it's living. Word that it comes with the author, and
sure.
that God explains it to you, and He speaks to you from the Word, you know, and basically it's just that, you know, people kind of know that they need to do this, and the enemy's kind of complicated it, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, people want to do, they just need a simple plan to do that, and you know, we put together a simple plan for, you know, that we personally do ourselves. You know, we walk out this plan, and we're seeing children, you know, walk in this plan, and when these children speak about what God is. How they're encountering God and what He's saying, adults lean forward and listen to them on VFN TV. Did you know, remember how that happens? Like they begin to talk and everybody like, I want to be the Bible man, you know, out of Texas. And everybody leans forward. Why? Because we know that God speaks to His people. Well, if that's you, if you're tired of religion and you're ready to walk with God, and God's obviously ready to walk with you, you know, He says, you can just put all the stuff aside that you've been trying to do and begin to abide with Him. He says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. So, you know, with that, you can actually go to iabide.org. Just go there today, iabide.org, you know, read over a little bit. And if you want to be able to request that plan, you could just request the plan. It'll be sent to you immediately, John. Immediately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a video there. There's some explanation, a whole, everything you need to be able just to get started. Real simple, simple plan that we're seeing children, 8-year-olds, that are walking with God and hearing from God and just so excited, because when you start listening, I mean, what happens when somebody listens to you? You continue to talk, right?
That's right.
But if people stop listening, you stop talking, right?
Mm.
And quite often is, if you want to hear God talk to you, you got to start listening to Him, and you'll find out He wants to hear what you're saying, but you have to want to hear what He's saying.
That's
and the definition of abide, everything you need is there, iabide.org. Request that simple plan today at iabide.org. Well, here we are. You know, God's news behind the news. We like to really look at what God's perspective is, kind of search it out for what's taking place. You know, this weekend, Pat, the Egypt voted in by 52% of the vote, a new president, and he is... Morsi, his name is Mohammed Morsi, and he's in the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh my goodness.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow.
And, you know, at the same time, a militant Egyptian, as an Israeli, just this weekend crossed over the border. They shot him. They just offloaded on this particular Israeli. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you know, that they arrested Mubarak and did what they did, which is was the president of Egypt. You know, the first thing they did was close down the Israeli embassy and tell the Jews they needed to leave Egypt. And if anybody don't know this, that if you were to go to the very tip bottom, the little edge, the little microscopic edge of Israel, that's Egypt. It's how close it is. It's like, it's there. It's at the foot of Egypt, you know? And,
that it matters what happens in Egypt. And there was a peace treaty that had been there that had been upheld for quite some time. Mubarak, ever how kind of leader he was, you know, he was upholding that peace treaty. So Israel had peace on their southern borders. Of course, the Muslim Brotherhood's been thrown out of nation after nation because of their practices and all. And they were banned. They were banned in Egypt. Right. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But now this group that was banned, you know, is now in power.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, and I want you to be informed. I want you to know. You got to pay attention. You know, he says, you know, that you got to hear what the Spirit's saying to the church in the day and the time. And that's how you survive. You stay alert and you know what to do and where to go. Well, this weekend, they had an election. Mm-hmm. And they're saying they're a democracy.
Right.
You know, we taught Friday that America's not a democracy.
Right.
But nobody knows. I mean, most people's like, we're a democratic. No, actually, we're a republic. Mm-hmm. It's a republic. Mm-hmm. You know, and the republic means that we have representative government that answers to us. It's a big difference because in democracies, and I didn't get a chance to talk much about it, but you can see this on the VFN TV blog. You go to VFNTV.com and go click on the blog, and you can see democracy versus republic. You know, what does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. And with a republic, we have to stay informed. you know, we can't just send somebody, hey, let me know how the country goes when you finish your term. They're supposed to come back. They're supposed to read the bills.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't read the health care bill. And they come back to us and have a town hall meeting. Mm-hmm. And they say, I read this bill, and this is what it says. And they report back to the people. And the people say, well, this is how we feel it needs to go. And then they go back and represent those people in that state, in that region, in that county or whatever. That's a republic.
Right.
And now it's being ran like, you know, democracy is where, you know, the majority rules. You know, and if you can get enough people, you know, we like to talk about, you know, those that like stir up factions and dissension, you know, they actually try to get a majority of people to buy into what they're saying. And, you know, there's enough, quote, useful idiots, unquote, that they say. That's why they have a book called Useful Idiots that will buy in to whatever's happening at the time. And they have no idea that they're walking right in and they're being used as pawns to fulfill something going on. But if you're not a democracy, you don't have to worry about that unless all of a sudden you think you're a democracy. And you just go, I guess I'm just held captive by my government. Well, presently we're not.
Right.
You know?
Not but supposed
if we,
to be.
Yeah, and if we don't wake up. And so, now Egypt is a democracy. You know, they're saying that they're calling themselves a democracy. Mm-hmm. And they put, they elected by 52%, you know, from the Muslim Brotherhood, Mohammed Morsi. And they said, Egypt is a modern democracy country that upholds the democratic values. I mean, you got to understand the brotherhood. It's like, oh my goodness. And so that means this, somebody who really thinks Israel should not exist, they don't have the right to breathe air. Mm-hmm. They think that they should be annihilated and pushed into the sea, that, you know, and they have value, their core values of the Muslim Brotherhood. We have that. You can get that on VFNTV.com as a free subscriber. You know, subscribe for free in VFNTV. And you got to wake up. You got to, you know, we could just sleep our way all the way until we're gone. Mm-hmm. And it's a probability. But the Muslim Brotherhood hates Israel. And they hate America, and they refer to Israel as the little Satan, and they refer to America as the big Satan. And of course, there's so much pride in America that people just go, like, well, if somebody's hating you like that, you need to believe what they're saying.
You pay attention.
You definitely don't need to partner with them. And so, but even despite that, you know, and you can find out more about this, by the particular prophetic teaching that you'll find in VFN TV, and to be a free subscriber, is Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam. Kind of getting an understanding of what's going on. You'll be shocked. I know that one particular person that was had a chance to be able to view, one of our viewers said they could not believe that they had gotten behind a particular leader, not realizing what they had done, because our president Mm-hmm. His very first speech was at Cairo, Egypt. Mm-hmm. And he went to Cairo and he brought in 8 members of the Muslim Brotherhood. He brought in 8 members and they were banned. Mubarak banned them mm-hmm. in Egypt. But he invited them in and began to paint a new picture of how it was going to be. And next thing you know, the president, Mubarak, is in jail. Mm-hmm. I think he's serving a life sentence now. And the Muslim Brotherhood is now president. And we, as Americans, our president orchestrated that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, put this in context. That when President Bill Clinton, when the prime minister came over from Israel to visit us, he was trying to get the prime minister to do something. So he kind of dissed him, disrespected him. And he made him stay across the street instead of staying, you know, in the White House that night. Well, that next night is when the whole, you know, affair situation came out and all the media, because God just, you know, covers things. And that was just a simple diss. Mm-hmm. We just empowered the Muslim Brotherhood to attack Egypt.
Right.
And the church is sleeping and they're singing songs to each other and they're dressing up and they're held captive by vain philosophies and traditions of men. We're in trouble if we don't wake up. If we wake up, if we repent and we humble ourselves, God just may hear from heaven and heal our land. We just empowered the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt who hates Israel. Mm-hmm. They hate America. And think about this, that's not going to go undealt with. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go undealt with.
Right.
And you're going to have to inform yourself. We are a republic. That's one thing. But step outside of the government situation in the country. You're a Christian.
Right.
You know, those who don't stand with Israel won't stand. You know, he'll bless those who bless Israel and he'll curse those who curse Israel. Listen, our leadership is not standing. You know, it's the most adversarial relationship that, you know, Israel's ever seen in regards to America, you know, that's there right now. And we're empowering. And not only that, you know, Russia is sending ships down as we speak into the Persian Gulf because of the Syria situation. I mean, that's like Gog and Magog. Mm-hmm. And these are like end time happenings. And nobody's even, they're just like, you know, did you see the series of the whatever, yeah. you know? And it's like, dude, come on. The Muslim Brotherhood, who our president orchestrated, who was banned from practicing in Egypt, he invited to that speech at Cairo University, and we have that. It's available for you. We have every bit of that, and we have to understand. We're not talking politics here. We're talking like, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to suffer major consequences for that. And the thing is this: it's just a byproduct. You know, it's not. You know, I think all of that's happening. This is my perspective. It's because the church is in rebellion. We set aside God's commands. We set aside his commands for our own traditions. And all of a sudden we act like our traditions are more important than his commands. You remember he said that in Mark 7. He said that to the, and this is directly to the people who were teaching on behalf of God, his people, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He says, you set aside my commands for your traditions. And he gives an example. He says, you know, it says that a man shall honor his father and mother. But you say to tell your mother and father that it's Corban, that it's a gift for God. I can't honor you. I'm going to give it to God. You know, the battle for the money thing.
Right.
We've heard that a couple times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Really? Is that being brought up in this conversation?
Right, right.
Oh, my goodness, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then he says, and you nullify the word by doing this. And he says, you do a lot of things like this. And what happens is, you know, men's traditions are things we just kind of establish around us. And then you find people trying to imitate, you know, men's traditions. And it's like, dude, where's God in that? It couldn't be that hard. Did God exist before America? Did God exist before the Constitution of the United States? Did God exist before these political parties? Did God exist before stucco buildings and houses and whatever we're doing? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, he did. These are just things that we created. You know, it's like, listen, I know, you know, and I have used moose myself. Okay.
No.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not, I mean, to worship God, you don't have to have this, you know, you can just be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that complicated. I mean, the things of God are so simple. I mean, you got to really work hard to confuse them.
Mm-hmm.
The way he says marriage should be, it is just so simple. But we set that aside. We have set that aside. And there are so many conferences, Pat.
Yeah.
There's so many books and so many seminars that tell people how to be married. And it's like, dude, have you thought about reading the Bible?
Yeah.
Are you going to set aside everything God says about marriage to be able to, you know, and people are saying, well, look what they're doing with marriage. Well, look what the church did with marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Look what the church did with marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's us. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. Or, I mean, look what it says about, you know, being a mother or a father. You got all these organizations and all these things going on, but it's the simplicity of the commands of God. What he says that how we should parent children.
That's right.
You know, and how a husband and wife should parent them in the context of their own relationship. And then how a child should be in the context of a relationship. And how you should be in your workplace, how you should respond to authority and all these different things. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Mm-mm.
But we set that aside, Pat. We've set it aside our own traditions, and we've nullified it. And then he goes, you hypocrites.
Right.
And he's speaking to the leaders. You know, we got to, you know, I like, you know, some people say, you know, that, you know, God gives you a new heart when you're born again, but you got to grow your own backbone.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, you got to start standing. You got to, it's not until you're ready to die. Not, you know, I'm not saying I want to die. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind dying.
Right.
It's quick.
It's quick.
It's quick. But, you know, until you're ready to die for something, you're not ready to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's called us to lay down our lives. And there's nothing more miserable than to hear somebody, you know, they're trying to save their life all the time. It's like, really? Why? I'm not enjoying your life. Are you enjoying your life? You know what I'm saying? It's like, but there's nothing more precious than those people that will just, you know, like the ladies that fell on the tracks and the subways in New York, and they go down, they rescue. He risked his life to be able to save a life. And everybody goes, whoa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those people that just watch that happen to do nothing, it's like, really? You know?
Right.
And so there's a big, you know, they're talking about economic wind cloud. You know, we talked about that on Friday's program, and you can find out more about that at the highlights and also on the VFN TV blog, that they're ready for this cloud to come from Europe when they're talking about economic consequences for intertwining ourselves financially, like President Woodrow Wilson said would be a good idea because that would prevent war. And eventually came the United Nations after World War II. That, well, here comes the cloud of consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about Babylon. You know, Babylon is in Iraq and all those different areas, I guess. But, but you know, America is not mentioned in the Word of God, which means anything can happen to us and it'd be all right. And it's not contingent upon it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Of course, America doesn't understand that. They didn't.
No.
How could the world ever exist without us?
Yeah.
You know, we're just so, you know, it's us, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big problems with our relationships around the world, you know? And so, that means that we could fall in a day just like Babylon could fall in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, we're not mentioned in the Bible. Well, that means we could still fall and nobody would mention, they wouldn't even mention us.
Right, right.
What was that country again?
Exactly.
Amer. No, and so that it falls in a day. And it says, all the nations traded with you. They all of them got drunk on your prosperity. And, you know, and your demonic, dark influence spread across the world. And now they sit in their ships looking back. The kings that you made rich sit in the ships looking back at your country, and they see smoke coming up and said, she fell in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And people say, well, we're not mentioned. Well, this is what this means. That can happen to us, and nobody will even talk about it.
Right, right.
You know? And it's like, if Babylon could fall in a day, you know, we can fall in a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is definitely possible because, I mean, when 9/11 hit, you remember that day we were together,
yeah.
And everything just kind of stops.
Everything.
You know, and if we have five hurricanes in one season.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first one, we go, whoa, That won't happen again. The second one's like, whew, that won't happen again. And look, that won't happen again. After the fifth, it's like, I ain't saying squat. Yeah. But you know, then the Lord had me go, by the way, and prophesy to our leaders in our city during that it was June the 1st, the beginning of hurricane season. Mm-hmm. And all these hurricanes that we're used to, like, we're going to have hurricanes, it just happens. And he had me prophesy to the leaders there that we would have no hurricanes, not one hurricane in the Gulf this year.
Right.
And guess what? Just not like a, not one hurricane. Not one.
Since.
Is that beautiful? Oh, since, yeah, after that year.
No, that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen one since.
Wow. Well, that particular year, that was the year it was prophesied. I can't count for any other ones.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's like, oh goodness, this is definitely, you know, gotta come to pass, God, because it's gonna be obvious with 15 hurricanes hitting the shore.
Yeah, right.
But you can fall in a day. I mean, everything was flattened out. Remember Waveland? You know, we went to these houses and it said, you know, 7 dead. Mm-hmm. And the water came in from the seas and it flooded them, and they got in their attics because they were trying to get higher and higher and higher. But when you get in your attic, there's nowhere to go.
Right.
And so they drowned in their attic, and it was just the saddest thing. You know, life is so fragile, you know, how can we be arrogant towards the one who's holding our life together? That even the wind and the waves obey him. Mm-hmm. You know, the very air that we're breathing, you know, he's created everything and he holds everything together. And his whole motive for that is, if will we reach out and acknowledge him and reach out to him, though he's not far from us, is what he says in Acts chapter 17. And so God's wanting you to reach out to him. You got to get the prophetic teaching, America, Christianity, Israel, and Islam, to get some understanding. You're going to be, hopefully your eyes are just going to fly wide open and you're going to stand up and realize, you know, we better not waste one drop of this freedom. You know, I'm embarrassed for, you know, the freedom that we have wasted, you know, and what is it? This is the only country in the history of the world that's ever had such freedom and such wealth, and we're going to have to answer for it, you know, and that, you don't let any men's traditions hold you back or vain philosophies. Check it in God's word. If God's word, and I want to encourage you with that, you know, begin to build a group of like-minded believers who love God, who love his word, who abide with God, who honor whoever, you know, they're supposed to relate to. And it doesn't matter whether you're in some, you know, 10,000 member gathering of people, or if you're in a small gathering of people. You know, begin to know them now and integrate your life now that you can hear to God together, because some things are going to hit, and the things that hit, that the only thing you're going to have is God and each other. And that's enough. But if you didn't take the time to get free from the captivity of men's traditions and vain philosophies, you're going to be grabbing on to concrete blocks of trying to stay afloat. That stuff's not going to make it. It's just not going to make it. Can't afford it.
Right.
I mean, the first thing that happened was the Crystal Cathedral, you know, went into bankruptcy. It's a big place to maintain.
Right.
But the church doesn't go into bankruptcy. You understand? The church doesn't go, and it's not the end of the world, and those things happen, you know, buildings for a season or whatever. But, you know, you don't want to be trying to keep a big, huge brick afloat when you really need to keep people afloat, you know. And right now, we need each other. And we're known by our love for each other. Jesus says, he says, a new commandment I give you, love each other as I have loved you, love each other. And he says, by this, people will know you're my disciple. Right now, people identify Christians with people who meet in that building up the street, you know, by where the billboard sign points to, by, you know, the type of music. But he says, the only way that they truly identify my people is by the love they have for each other. And you can only do that in the context of relationship. And discipleship takes place best in the context of relationships. So you got to have a relationship with somebody to begin to walk these things out. And Jesus says, if you follow my teachings, then you're really my disciple. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So many people are trying to get set free without even entertaining the idea that I need to learn Jesus's ways. Mm. Many people are saying, I'm saved. You know, I prayed a prayer, but I don't have a clue what Jesus teaches. And Jesus says, well, you're not my disciple.
Right.
And he says, I want you to go and preach the good news, the gospel. Those who believe, I want you to baptize them and teach them to obey all the teachings or commands that I've given you. And so that is something we've set aside for a man's traditions, right?
Right.
Are y'all coming to the party this week? You know, I was like, oh my goodness, the hand may appear on the wall and start writing while you're, you know, I'm saying it's like it's time. There's trouble. And what, as a watchman on the wall, and there's many watchmen on the wall, but I already feel that, you know, VFN Radio is a watchman on the wall to let you know, we're warning you and saying, listen, the Lord is fashioning a storm against America. Mm-hmm. Fashioning a storm. And you can hear this on VFNTV.com and right there, even on your application. And by the way, our Android users that we have, now the Android app is up, so you can go to your app store and type in VFNTV, that's V Victor FNTV, and you can download the app for free and begin to listen right away. And you can listen to what's happening prophetically, some words that are being given. But God is fashioning a storm against America, and that storm can be prevented, just like he was fashioning a storm against Nineveh. But we got to repent, you know, and the biggest way we repent is just stop our traditions and things we're calling God that's not God and get back in a relationship with him and quit telling people you know God and show them by your fruit and by your life. And if gifts were fruit, Pat, if somebody thinks, you know, my singing's a gift, I use my gift in the church, you know, or if somebody says, you know, I prophesy, you know, see, I'm using my gift, or, you know, they say, you know, that they teach. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, many people. He said, many people are going to come to me that day. Didn't Jesus say this?
He sure did.
He said, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we cast out demons? What does that mean? It means this. And then he goes on, I never knew you, away from you, evildoers.
Right.
Your gift is not your fruit. Your gift is your gift. If you got a gift of administration, you can administer a church or you can administer a bar. It's going to work no matter what because it's a gift.
Right.
That's not your fruit.
Right.
And the church has to wake up. My fruit is my love for you.
Yeah.
Your fruit is your love for me. Your fruit is your love for the things and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Your love is for the church. And you want not the building, not the organization, but the people. You know, the true church. And in the midst of every gathering, there's a true church there somewhere. There's somebody who's just crying out for God for the condition of what's going on. And so I want to tell you that we orchestrated, our leader orchestrated the transition of power throughout all these Arab nations. He partnered with the Muslim Brotherhood. He got the Mubarak out of office, brought in, and the reason why Mubarak didn't show up on that speech that he gave in Cairo, the president didn't show up for the president,
right,
is because they were doing him in.
Right.
They were doing him in. And so now he's in jail, and the Muslim Brotherhood, they're the president of Egypt, and we got some real tough times coming for consequences for this. But I want to encourage you that the church will stand. The church will the abiding church, the church that hangs with Jesus, that follows Jesus, that we repent from turning from our first love, that we're going to be okay. But understand, this is going to be some rough roads to hoe. And you need to know, you need to be able to see what God is saying and doing at this time. He says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, some people say it's 10 years off before the Lord returns, but let me tell you, he can return now in a twinkling of an eye, and then it's all over.
All right.
It's all over. It's all over. So I just want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free. As a matter of fact, you can even text to subscribe. You can text VFNTV, that's V Victor FNTV, to the number 22828. That's VFNTV. To the number 22828, and just follow those simple steps, and you'll be registered to get all the teachings and the prophetic words on, and you carry it with you. And that's so important. You'll be able to, everywhere you go, you can carry VFN TV and the VFN radio program with you, and all the highlights and you can share with others right there. Well, we're coming to the end of our first hour. We're going to be going into the extra hour. I'm glad that Cindy's going to be joining us, you know, from Lakeland. I'm very encouraged about that. And I want you to hang in there. Those that are leaving us, don't forget you can hear the second hour, the extra hour later on, because it'll play after we finish this live shoot. It will go all day long, 24/7. You know, you'll be able to hear it until tomorrow morning. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you in the extra hour.